We just don't bring any change. We are not meeting Allah. We are not going in that path. Otherwise, the ummah, you need just a handful of people to change the direction of the ummah in the world. All what is happening, like some of the Palestinians say, what 50 countries and the governments and the armies cannot do, one Sheikh Sultan Abdul Hamid, the Turkish, of the Khilafat Uthmaniyah, when they asked him to give Palestine and Beitul, he said, that's the land of the Muslims. I can't give you one millimeter of that land. I can't give you one bit of it. And he didn't give it to them at all. Hajjaj ibn Yusuf, who had put the Arabs, the Zabarzids, hey, the oddity must be put in the Quran Sharif. 11 Jews came to him and asked him to order the changing of one ayat, because in that ayat was great disgrace for them. He said, okay, I'll entertain you, just sit down, let me go. He went, brought his sword, and 11 of them he killed them. I must change one ayat. Allah took the great work of putting Arab in the Quran Sharif, and now I must change an ayat here. Who was Hajjaj ibn Yusuf? But see what great work he did also. So this is what we must bring. With regard to the Palestinian issue presently, let us see how we can get involved. The first and foremost, and here also check ourselves, how many times we are told, we have heard. Everyone asks himself, dua we have to make. Are we making one time in the day dua? Whereas this should be a thing is right in front. More than my daughter burnt in the fire, and I'm worried about her. More than my son met up a terrible accident and his condition, very, very critical. He's in hospital. More than that, I should be worried about the Palestinian issue. When I'm going to toilet also, in my heart I'm making dua. When I'm laying down to sleep, middle of the night, in my dream also, I say I'm making dua. But we ask ourselves, what dua are we making? So dua is the first thing. Then, alhamdulillah, some concerned brothers have drawn up a simple three-plan point by which we can take initiative and see what we can do. So one is dua, our amal, to see that we are correct, to draw Allah's rahmat, our amal, durood sharif, tawbah istighfar, that draws the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. How many of us are still watching filth and dirt on the cell phone, involved in all types of gunas, our anger, our despicable attitude, behavior, just doesn't want to come right. So all these things we have to see, correct our amal, and we try and encourage one another also. Then the second point is to boycott first the ways of the kuffar, the Jews, غير المغضوب عليهم. They are mentioned first. وَلَدْضَالِينَ, the Christians, all the ways of the kuffar, we boycott that completely. And many say that we can't boycott the things of the other products of the Jews. We can't stay without it. So it doesn't mean if you can't man fatahul qawl kul la tatrukul kul. A person who can't do everything doesn't mean you must leave everything. How much you can do, wherever you can reach, so much we must do. So anyway, all of us can boycott the ways of the kuffar. And the ways of the kuffar have made their tasallut. They are overpowering us in all our matters. Come out of that. And what is the way we have to follow? Alaykum bi sunnati wa sunnati al-khulafai rashidin. Azzu alayha bin nawajis. We are commanded to follow the Mubarak Nurani way of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And khaliful yahud wa nasara. Go opposite against the ways of the Jews and the Christians. But we doing that. We who are kuntum khayra ummatin. And who are ukhrijat linnas. And who are ta'muruna bil ma'roof wa tanhauna anil munkar. We're doing completely opposite of that. And then we say we don't know why Allah's help is not coming. Why we are suffering. Well, this is our condition, the ummah at large. Not only the Palestinian people, the ummah at large, this is our condition. So to boycott their way of life, to boycott their products, especially that which we can easily do without, which are in fact not do without, which are harmful for us. Coca-Cola, Pepsi-Cola, many other things which are harmful for us. At least boycott those things which are harmful for us. And all the other things of there, so many things which they have got, we should try and boycott as much as we can. So that we should see. And then thirdly, is try and create an awareness everywhere. So for example, as we are ordinary people, but I know my friend is the Imam of the Masjid, go and visit him, phone him, tell him if you speak the Jummah about Palestine, make the people aware. I know some politician, I've got friendship with him, tell him to still work with the government, that case which they've opened in the World Court, to pursue it further, to carry on with that, holding that court case up against the terrible state of Israel and all the zulm and oppression they are doing. I would make an awareness amongst other people also, in all, everyone. You don't have to be an imam yourself. You don't have to be a khatib and a maulana, but you can speak to people. How much are we speaking to people that make dua for the Palestinians? Boycott their way of life, boycott their products, and bring about an Islamic way of life. So all of us can do. Let us see what we are doing. And if we are not doing anything, that is a sign that we are not part of the ummah. May Allah forgive us. A person who is part, your whole body is part of your body. Your whole body is part of your body. Every way, thing is a part. One part of your body got a problem. Just the toe. The head thinks, oh, what I must do, go doctor, etc. Take this precaution, take that medicine. Your tongue speaks about it. Your ears hear what people are saying. Your hands are working. Your legs are walking towards the doctor or whatever. The whole body is involved with the thing. It's one toe that is sore. Somebody asks you, how are you feeling? My toe is sore. You yourself, 99.99%, you are well. Only your toe, but you just highlight. The poor Palestinians, nobody talking about them. They like out of our life. Today's one day has passed. How much each one asks, what did I think of the Palestinians? What am I interested in their plight? Nothing. I'm happy. My work is carrying on. My life is carrying on. So I'm carrying on. We're not interested in the part of the ummah. And remember also, whoever is not worried in the plight of a section of the ummah, and they get destroyed or whatever, tomorrow it's your turn. If you don't take your offense now, you can't be on the defense tomorrow. You'll be on the defense, but your defense can't help you. And Allah Ta'ala can unleash His azab anywhere, anytime, in whichever way. There isn't to be any asbab present in order to for all that. To happen in any part of the world, it can happen anywhere, anytime. And if we don't take our stand to protect them today, tomorrow is our turn. We must not think that we are in a comfort zone and now we don't have to worry about them. May Allah give us understanding, guide us to righteousness, and accept us for His deen.